The prevalence of autism in the United States is now calculated at 1 in 88 children. What is driving the increase in diagnosis?
Well, a good deal of the increase in the rates of diagnosis really reflect much better understanding on the part of both physicians and teachers, as well as parents, on what autism is and their greater sensitivity and awareness of this condition. Many children who've had autism in the past would not have gotten that diagnosis, and they do get it today. So part of it really is just much better recognition of a condition than we had 5 or 10 or 15 years ago. Another part of it is that we've become more sophisticated in our ability to understand certain kinds of disability among children. So children that might have had a diagnosis of general mental retardation 10 years ago might now, in fact, have the diagnosis of autism. The other thing to say, though, is there is some evidence for a real increase in what you might call the true numbers of children with autism, so that the actual condition as well as the diagnosis seems to be increasing in rates. We're not quite sure we understand what the reasons are for that increase in rates. We're learning a good deal more about genetic causes and others, but we're still at a loss to understand all the reasons for the increases.